Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We're kind of looking a little specific on this. Have you seen enough from Shador in four starts to make you think, okay, we're good there at quarterback for next year? I'm not talking about franchise quarterback that you have found. You're Josh Allen, you're Joe Burrow, you're Lamar Jackson. Just, okay, could you go into next season with this guy as your starting quarterback? In other words, not taking a quarterback in this draft or going out and making a big deal to bring in a guy who's your clear-cut starter. I think these last three games still need to provide some information, Dan.
Because I have them. I mean, I know that sounds really silly to say, but they will provide me information, and I'm going to use every bit of that information because I have these opportunities to get that information. So I'm not making a decision on anything when it comes to Shador Sanders until I have everything I possibly can, and then let's hammer the table and figure out if that's the answer. I know that's probably the worst thing that you could say in the business of sports talk radio, but it is the truth. You're giving me the opportunity to get more evidence and to get more data and to procrastinate? Done. You should have known me in high school. I was the guy up till 3 a.m. typing papers.
Nice job.
I'm going to procrastinate this as much as I possibly can to get the clearest picture I can.
You know one thing about this, though. Buffalo. Bills are a good team. They're going to the playoffs. A lot of folks think they're a Super Bowl contender. Pittsburgh. Trying to win the division. Go to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers played really well last game.
Defense is starting to look a little
defense
bit better.
Defense is looking better. I think you're going to learn more in the next two games, even with everything else that's on the offense that isn't working. You're going to learn more about Shador in the next two than you've learned in the previous four. I think they'll be very telling. And if he looks good, I'd be real hesitant to, and we'll explain why later on in the show, because we're going to look at these college guys. It's that landscape has changed from what you and I thought as soon as they traded with Jacksonville. I mean, you and I both screamed. It screams quarterback.
Screams quarterback next year. Give me as much evidence.
It's not screaming it anymore. We'll get into that. Paul's in Canton, the beautiful Stark County. What's up, Paul?
All right, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. I agree with you guys as in, you know, more information to make a better decision. That's what, you know, kind of life's about. You get as much information as you can. You make the best decision. Now, what has changed since the beginning of the year, at least for me, is that Sanders has shown me, you know, talent, toughness, accuracy. His teammates love him, which is a lot more than what the Browns kind of leaked out, as in he was the worst. He's so far behind. This is a redshirt year. He's behind Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel. He looks better than Flacco. So for me, for a man to overcome all of this, and I'm going into the draft, that means that I have to believe that those quarterbacks would have done better in this situation than Sanders, and they would have done so much better. They would be worth more. They would be worth the picks, the millions of dollars, whatnot. I'm an old dude. I've seen Steve Young his rookie year, Peyton Manning his rookie year, even recently with Josh Allen, and they looked bad.
They all needed help.
They looked like NFL quarterbacks. Sanders looks like an NFL quarterback. We just don't know what level. So,
Paul, that's well put. I think that's well put.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. I think he belongs in the league. You're 100% right.
Correct. And that says a lot. These guys coming out, they don't look like John Elway or Luck, who were, you know, oh, you can't miss these guys. These are talent. They look good. Do they look so much good that we're willing to risk millions of more dollars? Because, like you said earlier, he's cheap. Sanders is cheap. And, hey, goodness gracious, these picks, when we need all this help with a last-place offensive line, last-place wide receivers, last-place special teams. I mean, I'm not sure that these guys would have looked any better.
Paul, well said. See, and here's the other aspect of this. Your team has so many holes. If you, unless you're locked in on somebody, the last thing this team needs to do is take another big gamble at that position, Dan. And the way this draft is starting to play out, and where the Browns are sitting in this draft, and again, we're going to get into this a little bit later on, it would be a big gamble, it feels like, to take a quarterback in the first round. You might be better off kicking it down the road a year, taking your quarterback in 2027, or not taking one at all, because as it turns out, you have a guy here who's developed, whether it be Shador or you found a free eight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I agree with you. I would rather take those picks at this point in the process and invest them in a big wide receiver, whether it's a kid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
From Washington, who I think his last name is Boston, but don't hold me to that.
It is.
Either him.
Tyson at Arizona State.
Tyson at Arizona State. Or I would throw Carnell Tate in there, too. I know Absolutely. A lot of people love him as well. I just want a big body dude that I can have my quarterback go throw it in his general vicinity, and he'll come down with it.
And then draft about two or three linemen.
Exactly.
Later in the first and in the second and everything else.
Exactly.
Sean's in South Euclid. Hello, Sean.
How are you, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. The thing that I think a lot of fans are looking at this from the wrong direction, and there's not much more data to be obtained from watching this team with Shedeur Sanders. I'm a Shedeur Sanders guy. But the thing you have to remember about data, and I work in IT, so I have to remember this, bad information that goes in is only going to produce bad information that comes out. So when you have bad play calling, third and fourth team is playing on the offensive line, when you have a number one receiver that's dropping easy touchdown passes, you're not getting the data that you think you need in order to make a true evaluation. And in terms of drafting Mendoza, the question I would ask people is Mendoza good enough to raise the play of who probably is going to be the number one receiver next year, unfortunately, in Judy? And if he's not, then what are we doing?
Because so like, the only thing with it, Sean, it's the only data I have. And whether it's bad data, it's the only stuff I have. And it's up to me to either put my thumb on the scale to make it better or to look at it for exactly what it is. Because it's the only thing I got.
No. There's a third option there.
Okay.
You improve the system so that you get better data.
And
the only way you're going to do that. Oh, well, you can't do that in 2025 because they screwed up from the very beginning. So you look at 2026. You look at 2026. And you say, hey, let's get a receiver. Yeah. Hey, let's get this man a left tackle. Hey, let's see if DeJuan Jones can go back to right tackle and fulfill that position because Jack Conklin is not going to be here. That's when you produce good data. And another last point I want to make. Earlier this year, and you might remember, Jeff, I called in and made a comment about Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry attending that Ohio State game. And I said it was a bad look. The thing to remember that is that's the only game from my recollection that Jimmy Haslam attended. Why? Because he probably wanted to see Manning. So if Manning is the apple in his eye, why would he want the team to go ahead and get Mendoza when you have someone who has potential? If he bangs, then you got your starting quarterback. If he doesn't, then the guy that you wanted from the very beginning is available in 2027.
John?
And you give him
all the tools you need because you had a good 2026 draft and put a team around him to go and take off as a rookie.
Sean, you're making sense. Thank you, Sean. See, and that's the thought that I have here. It's like, and I've mentioned we're going to get into this. Guys are going back. Lenora Sellers, who I like a lot, is going back to South Carolina. And he's apparently not going to transfer. Manning's going back to Texas. He's not going to transfer. Other guys, the kid out of Cincinnati, is going back, but he's entering the transfer portal.
Yep.
And he came on strong. 2 years at Indiana, Sorsby's his name.
Yep.
2 years at Indy, 2 years at Cincy. He's staying in school and going to the transfer portal.
We have no idea what Dante Moore is doing.
And Dante Moore is undecided.
Because we all know Phil Knight can roll in and write a check with a lot of zeros
exactly
on the end.
Exactly right. And you know what? And a lot of people think highly of Dante Moore. Dante played his first year at UCLA a little bit and then transferred to Oregon and sat behind Dylan Gabriel and was real smart about it. He said, you know, I nothing wrong with taking a step back and watching and learning, which I thought was very sensible. But he's had one good year of college football. If you're Dante Moore and Phil Knight's going to write you a check, why don't you stay? And here's why you wouldn't. Because chances are he's going to be the number two pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we see a couple of guys who are on the fringes look around and go, oh, man, there's not many quarterbacks in here.
This might be the year to come out.
I could be the third best quarterback in this draft.
And see, that's the catch. Because somebody might overdraft a quarterback. What you don't want it to be, Browns fans, is the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
That's what you don't want, which is why these next three games, if Shador can go out and look like, yeah, okay, yep, we can go with this guy next year. Not even thinking anything beyond next year. And you have Deshaun here, and you put all your resources into other things. Dan, dare I say this?
Dare.
You take Drew Aller in the second or third round?
And, oh, no.
And you have a guy that maybe you can develop, and maybe he doesn't develop. But it's not like you're taking that gamble in the first round on a guy like Ty Simpson. Let's say Ty Simpson. I've seen him in mock drafts. You know where he's going? Late first round. Rams, late first round.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.